good afternoon. The time is 1 o'clock p.m.
And you're on the Rocky Mountain Radio Links WZYX repeater, located 30 miles west of downtown Denver, on Spaw Mountain at an elevation of 11,440 feet.
WX0DEN. The National Weather Service has just advised that there is a weak rotation just south of DIA. Anybody wants to report? This is KI0RE for WX0DEN.
KG0PP, please repeat the alert.
Call. The alert is a weak rotation has been reported just south of DIA. KI0RE for WX0DEN.
WX0DEN, KD0MXR.
C0MXR, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm checking in, and I'm in Brighton, and I can confirm there is real light rotation in that. I can kind of see it from here. I'm going to head out that way.
C0MXR, thank you very much for the report. I'll pass it along. KI0RE, be safe.
KD0DUJ monitoring on 940.
WX0DEN, Kilo Golf, 0 Papa Papa.
0 Papa Papa, go ahead.
Yeah, we're located east of Gun Club Road, approximately 8 miles south of DIA. We do not observe any well-formed rotation. Do you have any more specific information on how far south?
Unfortunately, we do not have any more specific information, but we'll note that you do not note any well-formed rotation. WX0DEN.
Thank you. KG0PP.
WX0DEN, this is KD0DJ. I'm going to be on their frequency monitoring, and I'm going to be spotting from the area near Sierra and Broadway.
A station calling. Is that Kilo Delta Zero DUJ? Okay. All stations, this is WX0DEN. The National Weather Service has issued a second tornado warning just south of DIA. WX0DEN.
Dave, KT0H, KA0MWA. KT0H, KA0MWA. You on, Dave?
This is W0RDR, EC for Skywarn. I have reached someone in Arapahoe County, and they're going to try to get activated. Apparently, they say they didn't receive the pages. W0RDR.
RDR, this is WX0DEN. Do we have a call sign or name for the person in Arapahoe County?
Not yet. The person I contact is N0PUF, November 0, Poppy Uniform Foxtrot. He's going to try to get them activated.
Okay, copy that. Thank you. WX0DEN.
W0DEN, Kilo Delta 0, Romeo Papa Foxtrot.
RPF, go ahead.
Hey, I'm a member of Area District 23. I'm looking at my weather spotter number now, but I am in, basically at 88th in Washington, and will be in a general area up north if you need anybody up here. Over.
WXRO and Net Control, the National Weather Service.
RDR, BSA.
RDR, stand by, I'm on the phone.
DEN, RPS.
All stations, this is WX0DEN. There is a tornado reported near DIA. Tornado reported near DIA. WX0DEN.
DEN, WX4DFD.
Your call, please.
That's Travis, WX4DFD.
WX0DENKA0MWA.
MWA, stand by. DFD, go ahead.
Yeah, Bill, I'm trying to catch this thing from the south. It's pretty rain occluded. I'm on Jewel, just east of Gun Club. It looks like I do have a condensated funnel, but it is pretty rain occluded. I'm trying to get north. Do you have a storm speed and direction for me? I'm radarless right now.
WX0DEN, Ron at the National Weather Service. Were you asking me a question or was that for somebody else on the net?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you there. Could you go one more time, WX4DFD?
WX4DFD, WX4DFD, this is WX0DEN, Ron at the National Weather Service. Was your question for me or for another station?
No, it was for you, DEN. I was wondering if I could get a storm motion and speed on this. I'm radarless right now. I'm trying to catch it from the south, but it's pretty rain occluded.
WX0DEN, correction, WX4DFD, this is WX0DEN. Standby. We'll see if we can find that. Break. Other station with traffic, please go now.
Yeah, WX0DEN, this is KA0MWA. Guys, let's move it to formal mode, and let's go ahead and hit the tones to put this in weather mode as well.
That, moving to formal mode, moving to a formal mode. Stand by for tones.
Switching PL frequency to 91.5 hertz. Weather net.
Zero DEN, net control at the National Weather Service. This net is now a formal weather net. The PL tone has changed to 91.5, 91.5 at 1423.
Net control, W0RDR, Douglas Elbert, Skyward.
Go ahead, RDR.
Okay, we are active in Douglas and Elbert, and I'm watching the radar. I can also be your backup if needed.
Thank you much. This is WX0DEN.
W0RDR, Douglas Elbert.
All stations, this is WX0DEN. The National Weather Service is reporting the tornado is on the ground, moving slowly north-northeast on DIA property. WX0DEN at control.
This is K0LNC checking in for WA0RES Arapahoe County, Aries.
Calling, could you go again with the call, please?
K0LNC for Arapahoe County.
Copy, K0LNC for Arapahoe County. Got you checked in?
Where was that tornado spotted on the ground? I only caught half of that.
On DIA property.
That's no surprise. K0LNC.
All stations. Further clarification on the location of that tornado. It's east, southeast on DIA. East, southeast on DIA. WX0DEN at control.
WX0DEN, WX4DFD.
DFD, go ahead.
I can confirm a weak tornado on the ground. I'm looking at it from the south of DIA right now. It's a high-based funnel with condensation down to the ground. It's a very weak one at this time.
WX4DFD confirming high-based funnel, weak tornado to the north of your location. WX0DEN.
And DEN, this looks like it is going to be on the south side of the airport, on the southeast side of the airport property.
All stations, is WX0DEN. Measured winds are at 84 miles per hour. WX0DEN.
This is KC0MHT, Denver Aries. Is National Weather Service on frequency?
0DEN, MHT, go ahead.
Roger. We got the page that there was an event going on at a DIA. My spotters wasn't even in that direction yet. We had some off into the west, some south, but we had not seen anything on the ground.
Thank you. What's your location?
At 46th and Pecos right now.
Invisible at 46th and Pecos. This is WX0DEN net control for National Service Formal Weather Net.
DEN, WX4DFD.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's still high-based, multiple funnels up there, but nothing's on the ground right now.
The high-based, multiple funnels on the ground now. We actually have reports from the National Weather Service that the tornado is moving north-northwest.
Yeah, I'm sitting approximately 1 to 2 miles south of it now. We do have a pretty formed high-based funnel, but I don't see any ground swirl on it.
K0LNC.
LNC, go. LNC, K0LNC, go.
N0POH, what was this call sign?
K0LNC, this is WX0DEN. If you have traffic, please go again. I'm not copying it. Nothing heard. WX0DEN at control.
WX0DEN, WX4DFD.
Go.
At Hudson Road in 56, just south and east of the airport, any of those funnels have dissipated. We just have a high base muzzle at this time.
Copy, funnels at Hudson and 56 have dissipated. High base muzzle at this time. WX0DEN.
KC0MHT with Denver Aries. Is the National Weather Service on frequency?
NAC, this is WX0DEN, go ahead.
Yeah, roger. We don't have any spotters east of town. Do you have other areas, districts on frequency?
MHC, this is W0D. We have spotters in Brighton, and we have a spotter RPF reporting for District 23.
Okay, copy that. Right now, we don't have any spotters in place outside of myself, and I'm on 46 and Pecos, and I'm rather stuck here.
Sorry, could you give me your location again, please, MHC?
46 and Pecos.
46 WX0 DEM. WX4 DFD, WX4 DFD, WX0 DEM.
K0 LNC.
LNC, go.
And control K0 LNC.
K0 LNC, K0 LNC, this is WX0 DEN, net control, please go.
WX0 DEN, this is KD0 CGF. I'm going to be mobile around 104 and I-25.
Kilo Delta 0, Charlie Golf Foxtrot, can you give me your location again, mobile around I-25 and what?
104th.
Well, at I-25 and 104th. WX0 DEN.
Net control, this is KD0 MXR in Brighton.
Kilo Bravo 0, Mike X-ray Romeo.
Kilo Delta 0.
MSR, go ahead.
North of DIA, and it almost looks like there's some weak rotation in that cell also. Are you seeing anything on radar on that?
I missed the first part of your transmission. You said west of DIA, light rotation?
North of DIA, east of Brighton. It looks like there's some light rotation in that new cell going up. I was just wondering if you saw anything on radar.
MXR, standby. KD0, correction, KD0, MXR, WX0 DEN.
Go ahead, this is KD0, MXR.
They did not pick that up on weather or weather radar, but they did just declare a severe thunderstorm warning for that cell. WX0 DEN.
Copy, KD0 MXR.
Net control, this is K0 LNC.
K0 LNC, K0 LNC. Go ahead.
Was somebody trying to contact me a few minutes ago?
Trying to respond to you.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure that I was still on the right channel.
I can hear you. I can hear you now. Yep, you're on. WX0 DEN.
Okay, we do have several people out in the field on the eastern side of Aurora, Central Arapaho, K0 LNC.
Copy, several people east Arvada in Arapaho County. K, correction, WX0 DEN. All stations is WX0 DEN. National Weather Service is canceling the weather, or correction, tornado warning for DAA. All stations, this is WX0. Interesting information. The ASOS out of DIA reported a wind gust of 85 knots, WX0DN.
WX0DN, WX4DFD.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry to bother, I'm kind of radarless right now. This thing's gotten pretty unorganized from a Maslow standpoint. Do you show anything on your radar?
WX4DFD forecasters are reporting that it is a bit disorganized. Nothing WX0DN.
Appreciate it, WX4DFD.
WX0DEN, W0RDR, Douglas Albert.
Go ahead.
We have a spotter basically at Daniels Park looking southwest towards that storm that's probably about Perry Park. Radar showing a couplet on it, and he is showing what he suspects is a wall cloud, but he's a good 10, 15 miles away from it, so it's a little hard to see.
Copy spotter reporting wall cloud 10, 15 miles to the southwest of Daniels Park. WX0DN.
W0RDR, Douglas Albert, Skyward.
W0RDR, WX0DN.
W0RDR.
Confirm the location of Daniels Park. I'm afraid we're not familiar with it.
Daniels Park is at the extreme western edge of Castle Pines, if that helps you.
WX0DN.
And the what he's looking at, according to radar, is 219 degrees at 40.75 miles from KFTG. Denver Douglas, 9-4.
Station calling, this is WX0DEN, that control. Please go again with the traffic.
Douglas Skywarn, W0RDR. That wall cloud seems to have dissipated, but it was fairly distinct for a few minutes. W0RDR.
WX0DEN, copy all. WX0DEN. There is a new tornado warning for Southeast Weld and Northwest Morgan counties until 3:45. Tornado warning for Southeast Weld to WX0DEN. All stations, this is an update to the previous mention of a tornado warning. Per the National Weather Service, at 3:08 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Riverside Reservoir, or 21 miles west of Fort Morgan, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Hazard, tornado and half-dollar size hail. Source, radar-indicated rotation. Impact, sporadic damage to mobile homes, roofs, and vehicles. Locations impacted include Orchard and Riverside Reservoir. Nothing further. WX0DEN. Go again, please.
This is K0PWO. Disregard, I grabbed the wrong mic. Sorry about that.
No problem. WX0DEN.
Net control, KD0MXR.
KD0MXR, go ahead.
I'm chasing that storm out in Weld County. There's definitely rotation here, a lot of inflow going into that thing, but I don't see any funnel clouds yet.
Copy, chasing storm in Weld County, lots of it. WF0DEN. KD0MXR, KD0MXR, this is WF0DEN. Zero MXR, KD zero, Mike X-ray Romeo, this is WF0DEN. Nothing heard, WF0DEN.
You're calling W0DR.
Negative, we're calling KD zero MXR. All stations, prepared copy, tornado warning. At 3:25 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, the National Weather Service in Denver has issued a tornado warning for northwestern Elbert County in east central Colorado until 4 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. At 3:25 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 11 miles northeast of Kiowa, or 37 miles southeast of Denver, moving east at 15 miles per hour. The hazard is a tornado. Source, radar-indicated rotation. Impact, sporadic damage to mobile homes, roofs, and vehicles. This tornado thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of northwestern Elbert County. WX0DEN, net control. KD0MXR, KD0, Mike X-ray Romeo, this is WX0DEN.
This is KD0MXR, go ahead.
A couple questions for you. One, can you confirm more specifically where this storm is located? And second, has it changed since your last report?
No change, and it looks like it is north of Keensburg, north and east of Keensburg.
Copy, no change, and north of WX0DEN, net control. Also, if you haven't copied this earlier, we have four tornado warnings in Colorado, four tornado warnings, one in central Arapahoe County until 3:45, one until 4 p.m. in northwest Elbert County, one in central Weld County until 3:45, and the fourth is northwest Morgan and southwest Weld until 3:45. Any repeats? WX0DEN.
Alpha Hotel 7 Radio, Charlie Portable.
Station calling, this is WX0DEN, net control. Could you go again with your call, please?
Alpha Hotel 7 Radio, Charlie Portable.
WX0DEN copies Alpha Hotel 7 Romeo, Charlie Portable. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Visiting from Hawaii and I'm heading into the mountains. I was just wondering if there's a repeater system along I-70, specifically heading to Grand County. I realize that Grand County is kind of spotty on repeaters, but I'm wondering if there's something along the I-70 corridor over.
Welcome to Colorado. I'm afraid I don't know off the top of my head. We actually have a weather net going right now for severe weather in Colorado on this repeater. If there's any station who happens to know, and please call now.
Have them go over to 14531 with a 123 hertz tone and contact somebody there. They can probably help him, KA0PSA.
H7RC. Did you copy that direct?
And didn't mean to interrupt on your net. Just looking through some frequencies on a list here.
Okay.
Was that Alpha Hotel 7, Radio Charlie?
No worries at all. Like I said, welcome to Colorado. Hope you find them. W0DEN, net control for National Weather Service, WeatherNet. MXR, W0DEN. KD0MXR, KD0MXR, this is WX0DEN. Nothing heard, WX0DEN.
WX0DEN, KD7GXU.
WX0DEN, I copy Kilo Delta 7, Juliet X-ray uniform.
That was Kilo Delta 7, Golf X-ray uniform. Handle is Jason, location Cheyenne, over.
Jason, KD7, Golf X-ray uniform, WX0DEN, what can I do for you?
I just heard you on there. I thought I'd see if I could reach you down there. Well, what's your location, over?
The WX0DEN, the repeater's up on Squaw Mountain, actually. And we have a formal weather net going on right now for hazardous weather in Colorado.
Okay. Well, fine then. Kitty 7 JSU.
Thanks. WX0DEN.
Net control, K0LNC.
Go ahead.
I just want to let you know that Arapahoe County has closed the weather net pending any further weather.
Copy. Arapahoe County closed the weather net pending any further weather. Does that mean you're going to be clear as well?
Oh, I'm probably just going to hang on and listen to you guys for a while. Got nothing else.
Okay, very good. We'll keep going for the National Weather Service WeatherNet.
Thank you very much, K0LNC for WA0RES, Arapahoe County, Aries.
Denver, Douglas.
Station calling, go again, please.
This is Douglas, Albert. Skywarn, W0RDR. I've got some people trying to keep a pretty close eye on that area down southeast part of Douglas County. Kind of like to get your opinion on that.
Probably want to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I kind of figured that's what that was going to be. W0RDR.
W0DN.
N0POH K0LN7, K0LNC. N0POH K0LNC.
K0LNC, K0LNW0DE. WeatherNet mode.
WXDEN, KA0BSA.
Ed?
Yeah, I returned our repeater to normal use. Put the guys on standby. We got full sunshine here. Not seeing anything in our area on the radar, but I'll be around. KA0BSA.
Copy that. Thank you. W0DEN.
K0DEN, W0RDR, permission to go direct with K0BSA. can you come up on my primary?
At 150?
Yes, sir, please.
B0 PSA?
Yes, sir, and thanks, back to net. B0 RDR, clear.
0 DN copies. I control net. 1555. W0RDR,
this is WX0DEN. WX0DEN, WZRDR, go ahead.
Do we have any reports from your spotters looking at clear to southeast?
They are getting in position. I've got one spotter that's probably about 8 miles northeast of it right now, and he's kind of in a position, getting in position on a hill. Nothing reportable yet, but sure looks angry on radar.
Thank you. WX0DEN.
And WX0DEN, WZRDR, the scout camp has been notified, just so you know.
Copy, scout camp has been notified. WX0DEN.
ZRDR, back to our primary.
Station calling, low, very low audio and a little bit of scratch. Could you go again, please? B0 QQW, District 23, 1550. The county, please. D23, Jefferson County. Administrator 1550. Sorry, I didn't copy that. D23, Jefferson County, KB0 QQW. Copy KB0 QQW, District WX0 DEN.
WX0 DEN, this is KB0 CGF.
Station calling, your audio is pretty weak as well. Could you go again, please?
WX0 DEN, this is KD0 CGF.
Charlie Golf Foxtrot, go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and clear the freedom, clear my end over here. I'm looking up and I got clear skies. However, I'm going to monitor the radio for a little bit longer if you guys need me.
Very good. Thank you very much for your help today. I'll show you, this is WX0 DEN. W0 RDR,
WX0 DEN. WX0 DEN, WZRO RDR, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we're seeing about 1.25 inch hail on the radar, so just had advisory for your folks in the field.
Roger, I just issued an exercise extreme caution warning, and what I'm looking at, I see a hail shaft from over 30,000 feet all the way to the ground on radar.
Certainly wouldn't want to be under that. Thank you. WX0 DEN.
Yeah, I can pick up some pretty good velocity falling that far. W0 RDR.
WX0 DEN, KD0 HON. Permission to go direct with W0 RDR?
Go ahead.
W0 RDR, KD0 HON. Where did you say that hail signature was?
It's in southeast Douglas County. Your location, sir?
I'm in Arvada. I just wanted to know because I have a couple friends down there.
Roger that. Yeah, southeast Douglas County. No issue for you. And thank you. W0 RDR.
KD0 HON clear.
WX4DFT.
Welcome back. Go ahead.
How are you? I'm on that south of Byers here. That's heading east toward Deer Trail. Just watching an area of interest here. Do you show anything on radar, any rotation or anything like that?
Stand by. DFD.
Yeah, go ahead.
Showing some inflow, but really not a lot of rotation.
I appreciate it. It's just a really high-based, small wall cloud starting to form, but it doesn't look like anything threatening.
Copy that. Thank you. Big Zero, DEN. Zero, RDR.
Calling W0RDR.
Yeah, they're showing on radar at Central Elbert County that's forming up.
Yeah, I've got people trying to look at that too. That's showing more hail than the one in Southeast Douglas, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Unfortunately, we don't have much radio coverage out that way.
And there's a new warning for Central Elbert.
Okay, thank you.
W0DEN.
W0RDR, Douglas Elbert.
All stations in the field, all stations in the field. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Elbert County in east central Colorado until 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. At 4:15 Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 9 miles east of Kiowa, or 32 miles west of Lyman, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Hazard, quarter-sized hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, sidings, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of X0DEN at control. The National Weather Service in Denver has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Douglas County in northern Colorado, southern Elbert County in east central Colorado until 5:30 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. At time, a severe thunderstorm is located 7 miles southwest of Elbert or 42 miles southeast of Denver, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Hazardous quarter-sized hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts is radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Zero DEN. Any repeats?
And Denver Douglas, I got that information out on our net, and Scout Ranch has been notified. W0RDR Douglas, Douglas Skywarn.
Thank you much. W0DEN.
Sorry, I was working the EOC all last week on the fire. I can't remember who I am or where I am. W0RDR.
Mike Delta Charlie.
MDC, go ahead. WX0DEN.
K0SDC testing on 9-4. Anybody copy for a test?
K0DEN copies.
Is that K0DEN? K0SDC, Evergreen.
SDC, were you calling net control?
No, I was just looking for a test. That's all. I didn't mean to interrupt with anything.
No worries at all. Didn't hear. WX0DEN.
Didn't know when that was going. Not usually on this channel. Thanks for the chat for a second. K0SDC clear.
In the field, calling all WX with a new severe weather from eastern Weld County in northeast Colorado until 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. The severe thunderstorm was located 4 miles southeast of Grover, or 40 miles northeast of Greeley, moving north at 15 miles per hour. Hazard of half-dollar size hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts. Sources, ray and trees. Locations impacted include Grover, Bonnie Buttes, Hereford, WX0DEN at control. This is WX0DEN.
WX0DEN, WZRDR.
Cleared us to shut down?
Oh, we've got a spotter that is right, that's north of Peyton, right on the Ulbert County line, that may have eyes on that hail that's being reported in excess of 2 inches.
North of Peyton, you said?
North of Peyton, P-E-Y-T-O-N, right on the Ulbert, it's basically dead center between Ulbert and Peyton, or just south of the Peaceful Valley Scout Ranch. And he's going to have us a hail report shortly if he can safely get out and look at it.
Absolutely, I'll take that.
If you can hang around for a couple of minutes, it wouldn't be a bad idea because we still got a lot of active weather in our districts. WX0DN, W0RDR.
Go ahead, W0RDR.
Okay, I have a 3/4 inch hail reported at Colorado Road 1786. That would be 4 mile, check that. That would be 1 mile north of the Douglas El Paso line. And that was as of about 8 minutes ago. And I'm going to have another report for you shortly from north of
El Paso, county line.
I'm sorry, I doubled with you.
We're just confirming 3/4 inch hail, Colorado Road 1786, 1 mile north of Douglas, El Paso County line.
That's pretty close, yeah, that would work. And may have another report for you just a bit east of there here in a couple of minutes once it's safe for the guy to go back outside.
A couple more minutes, WX0DN.
WX0DEN, WZRDR.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've got train spotter confirmed 3/4 inch hail on the Elbert El Paso line due north of Peyton.
Copy 3/4 inch hail on the Elbert El Paso line due north of Peyton.
Roger, and actually radar shows the storm to be more intense north of that. I've got a guy trying to work his way into the back of it.
Copy that. WX0DEN.
WX0RDR, Douglas Elbert, Skywarn. And WX0DEN, that is, I said that's a train spotter, and the time was 16:55.
That's 16:55. It's now 16:59, WX0DEN, net control.
WX0DEN, W0RDR.
RDR, go ahead.
Okay, if you guys need to shut down up there, we've got other ways to get these reports out of El Paso County in, either through Skyview Weather, or we can make them direct by telephone. If we're the only people that have stuff going on, and I'm going to have guys in the field for another probably 30, 40 minutes anyhow. So I don't blame you for wanting to bail out there, and we've got other ways to get reports in.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go ahead and clear. Thanks a lot for your help. Standing down the weather, formal weather now.
Don't forget to turn the cones off, and I'll also make reports up, because I think, do you have NWS ham operators up there right now?
Ham operators, not sure I follow.
In other words, NWS personnel that are also hams that could answer the radio if we got a call?
No, negative.
Okay, now then we'll either do it on the 800 number or by internet.
Yeah, I just checked the staff here and they said phone or any method is totally fine. WX0DEN?
Hey, we got those tools too, W0RDR. Thanks a lot for your help, W0RDR clear. And I'm going back to Douglas Albert, primary.
Done. WX0DEN, stand by for tone.
Net complete at 5:03 p.m. Switching PL frequency to 103.5 hertz.